Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Using My Keys broadcast. This is your host, Valerie Burrell, grateful and thankful for another opportunity to come and share with each of you an empowerment message this morning. Today we're going to talk about chance or choice. Chance or choice. So, Father, we come to you now in the name of Jesus, thanking you for this another day, a day with new opportunity, new experiences, new clarity. We thank you today that as we have this conversation about choice and chance, that you will illuminate to us that which we need to keep us in alignment, to redirect us if it need be, but to get us focused on that, what you would have us to do. We thank you for it now, and we count it done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Chance or choice. I was reading from Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verses 1 through 12, in the New International Version, and it reads this way. So I reflected on all this and concluded that the righteous and the wise and what they do are in God's hands. But no man knows whether love or hate awaits him. All share a common destiny, the righteous and the wicked, the good and the bad, the clean and the unclean, those who offer sacrifices and those who do not. As it is with the good man, so with the sinner, as it is with those who take oaths, so with those who are afraid to take them. This is the evil in everything that happens under the sun. The same destiny overtakes all. The hearts of men, moreover, are full of evil, and there is madness in their hearts while they live, and afterward they join the dead. Anyone who is among the living has hope. Even a live dog is better off than a dead lion. For the living know that they will die, but the dead know nothing. They have no further reward, and even the memory of them is forgotten. Their love, their hate, and their jealousy have long since vanished. Never again will they have a part in anything that happens under the sun. Go eat your food with gladness and drink your wine with joyful heart. For it is now that God favors what you do. Be clothed and white and always anoint your head with oil. Enjoy life with your wife, whom you love, all the days of your life. Wow. This meaningless life that God has given you under the sun, all the meaningless days. But this is your lot in life. And in your toilsome labor under the sun. Whatever your hands find to do, do it with all your might. For in the grave where you are going, there is neither working, nor planning, nor knowledge, nor wisdom. I've seen something else under the sun. The race is not given to the swift, or the battle to the strong, nor does food come to the wise, or wealth to the brilliant, or favor to the learned. But time and chance happen to them all. Moreover, no man knows when his hour will come. Caught in a cruel net or birds taken in a snare, so men are trapped by evil times that fall unexpectedly upon them. That was Ecclesiastes 9, verses 1 through 12. So we're talking this morning about chance or choice. And what prompted me to this, as we were coming home last night, I thought about all the different people that I saw that I hadn't seen in a while visiting West Point and being favored by our wonderful vocalist, Toni Tuppence. I watched her as she interacted. I watched her as she told her story about living life in West Point as an African-American, and the trials and tribulations that she went through. whatever your hands find to do, do it with all your might. For in the grave where you're going, there's neither working nor planning nor knowledge nor wisdom. What God wants to empower us with this morning is the fact that we have an opportunity to make change. We have an opportunity to make an impact in this world. He's saying to us this morning that whatever it is that he's assigned to you to do, whatever it is, not all of us have been given the same assignment. Not all of us will be the world-renowned vocalist. We'll all not be a lawyer or doctor or teacher. Whatever it is your hands find to do, do it with all your might. What we see too often is people chancing it. They come up with excuses about why things aren't happening. They're waiting for someone else to just drop the blessing in their lap. Just poof, and it's there. But what happens is we've got to make some choices. And prayerfully, we're going to make those choices as the Holy Spirit guides us to make those choices. We've got to know what's required of us in order for us to fulfill the assignment that's been given to us. I know what God has called me to do. I know what my assignment in the earth is. I can't wait for somebody else to do it for me. I can't wait for somebody to open up an opportunity for me. I've been empowered within myself to make an opportunity for myself. Why? Because I'm going to make the right choices. I'm going to be in alignment with this plan. I'm going to be in fellowship with the right people. Some of you have been following the crowd, following that one who seems to have prominence, that has the connections, and you feel like if I hang out with them, that I'll go somewhere. Let me tell you something. Let me give you a harsh reality. Generally, people are selfish. I'm just being real. You can hang around people with prominence, but unless they have specifically spoken to you about a mentoring relationship, they'll just use you. They won't necessarily promote you, but they'll use you to get what they need from you and then send you on your way. Don't keep leaving hands of others. Think back to a teaching that Prophet Vini did 3 or 4 years ago when he made this statement that we have the propensity and the capacity within us to succeed. That statement has never left me. And I want each of you who are listening this morning to take that, put it way down deep in your knower, and remind yourself when you come to those stumbling blocks and you come to those places where people want to get in your ear, want to get in your face, want to distract you from what it is you know you've been assigned to do, I need you to know within yourself that you're capable of succeeding, but it requires that you make the right choice. Searching the internet last night, and I saw a lot of slogans about the 3 C's of life. And what I saw in that, because it says you have to make a choice to take a chance to bring about change. You have to make a choice to take a chance to bring about change. So in posing the question, chance or choice, what you need to know is that you can't chance your success to others. You can't chance your destiny to others. But what you have to do is make a choice that if an opportunity presents itself, that you take a chance
on that opportunity in order to bring about the change that's needed in your life. A lot of times we see opportunities, but we don't see ourselves fitting to take it. We don't choose to move. I can admit that there have been times that opportunity has presented itself to Valerie, to Empowerment Place. And because of the place that I was in, I didn't recognize it. I wasn't brave enough to take that chance, to choose the path that had been laid before me, very plainly. And I was like, no, no, I can't. Think back to back in the days of United Christian Institute, start every semester, we'd have a funeral service. And we would bury, I can't. We'd put it in the grave so that as we went forward through that semester, we would remind ourselves that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So what's the bottom line this morning? The bottom line is this. We're coming to the close of this year, 2015. We've had some opportunities. We let them get by. We didn't choose to move. But we waited for someone to initiate something for us. Today, this week, revisit your vision. Revisit the dream. Revisit the plan. Take time and choose appropriately the next step. It's already been spoken to you. You already have the insight that you need to move forward. We want to move forward in 2016 with no regrets. We want to take time now to prepare, to make the choice, that's needed. The question is posed, chance or choice? I'm not going to chance my destiny to someone else, but I am going to choose, according to the plan that's been given to me, for the assignment that I have in the earth, I'm going to choose to take that chance that's necessary for me to bring about the change that God desires. Not just chance or choice, but choose to take a chance to bring about change. We thank you so much for joining us for this word of empowerment. We pray that it is a blessing to you as it is to us as we go through this week. Go through with expectation. Go through realizing that you are the key to your own empowerment. You are the key to your own empowerment. Once you've been empowered, what do we always say? Take the responsibility and empower others as you go through. We thank you. We love you. Have a tremendous week and join us again on next week with Using Your Keys. God bless.